Oh, you're welcome. We'll keep you in. And at KPPK4ZYQ, you can stay in here. It's just a little roundtable discussion talking about the weather and things, so no big deal. But I thought that that radio, that FTM 500, was supposed to be the flagship of Yaesu. So, Damien, you do much on the, well, what they call it, the Fusion? Do you talk much on Fusion, or do you just use it pretty much for analog stuff?
Yeah, you know, the 500 is supposed to be their flagship. I think I've got bad luck. But not to ruffle any feathers here, Yaesu has not gotten me too excited. I had two FT5s, and to me, the analog audio on those is horrendous. For a flagship model, as you can see, they're discounted pretty heavily right now. I did consider picking another one up, but I ordered an Open Spot 4 Pro. So I will be doing cross mode and fun things like that with my THD-75 if I want to do digital. And then when I get the 500 back, I do have all the local or FM stuff in there. So if I can get a little more active on there, I'm usually on the K8FBI. I'm actually always on the K8FBI. If I get a little more active over on like the Zombie and the Fusion stuff, I'll probably start attending those Thursday night 7 p.m. nets again. That's where I first started my ham career with an FT5. And then I got onto the All-Star nodes with it, and everyone's like, man, that thing sounds horrible. And no matter what I did, I could not get good audio out of it. So, I don't know. Fingers crossed they fix this 500. If they don't, it's getting sold, and I'm going to buy another Icon.